Hare Krishna, I'll be speaking about Satyaraj Khan. Satyaraj, Ramanand, Yadunath, Purushottam, Shankar and Vidyanand all belonged to the 12th branch. He was an inhabitant of the village known as Kulina Gram and a descendant of Sri Gunaraj Khan. In his past incarnation, he was Sukanthi of Vraja. Kalakant Devi and Sukhanta Devi, the two Gandharva dancers who appeared in Vrajabhumi, also appeared as Ramananda Vasu and Satyaraj. The Lord then, with great respect, extended an invitation to all the inhabitants of Kulina Gram, asking them to come every year and bring silken rope to carry Lord Jagannath during the Rath Yatra festival. Lord Chaitanya explained to the residents of Kulina Gram the various stages of a devotee's advancement, as in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 2.15.104-111, 2.16.69-75, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 15.99-16.75. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, Gunaraj Khan of Kulina Gram compiled a book named Sri Krishna Vijaya, in which there is a sentence revealing the author's ecstatic love of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is my life and soul. By this statement, I am sold into the hands of the descendants of Gunaraj Khan. To say nothing of you, even a dog living in your village is very dear to me. What then to speak of others? After this, Ramananda Vasu and Satyaraj Khan both submitted questions at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Satyaraj Khan said, My dear Lord, being a householder and a materialistic man, I do not know the process of advancing in spiritual life. I therefore submit myself into your lotus feet and request you to give me orders. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, Without cessation, continue chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna. Whenever possible, serve him and his devotees, the Vaishnavas. Upon hearing this, Satyaraj said, How can I recognize a Vaishnav? Please let me know what a Vaishnav is. What are his common symptoms? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, Whoever chants the holy names of Krishna just once is worshipable and is the topmost human being. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna once, a person is relieved from all sinful reactions of a sinful life. One can complete the 9 processes of devotional service simply by chanting the holy name. One does not have to undergo initiation or execute the activities required before initiation. One simply has to vibrate the holy name with his lips. Thus, even a man of the lowest class can be delivered. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, one dissolves his entanglement in material activities. After this, one becomes very much attracted to Krishna, and thus dormant love for Krishna is awakened. The holy name of Lord Krishna is an attractive feature for many saintly liberal people. It is the annihilator of all sinful reactions and is so powerful that save for the dumb who cannot chant it, it is readily available to everyone, including the lowest type of man, the Chandala. The holy name of Krishna is the controller of the opulence of liberation and it is identical with Krishna. When a person simply chants the holy name with his tongue, immediate effects When a person simply chants the holy names with his tongue, immediate effects are produced. Chanting the holy name does not depend on initiation, pious activities, or purascharya, regulative principles generally observed before initiation. The holy name does not wait for any of these activities. It is self-sufficient. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then finally advised, one who is chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is understood to be a Vaishnav. Therefore, you should offer all respects to him. As in the previous year, one of the inhabitants of Kulina Gram submitted a petition to the Lord, saying, my Lord, kindly tell me what my duty is and how I should execute it. The Lord replied, you should engage yourself in the service of the servants of Krishna and always chant the holy name of Krishna. If you do these two things, you will very soon attain shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. The inhabitant of Kulina Gram said, please let me know who is actually a Vaishnav and what his symptoms are. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the distinctions between different types of Vaishnavas, the Vaishnav, Vaishnav Avatar, and Vaishnavatma. He thus successively explained all the symptoms of a Vaishnav to the inhabitants of the Kulina Gram. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila 15.99 about Sri Gunaraj Khan. Sri Krishna Vijaya is a book of poems considered to be the first poetry book written in Bengal. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that this book was begun in the year 1395 Sakabda, AD 1473. After 7 years, it was completed in 1402 Sakabda. This book was written in plain language, and even half-educated Bengalis and women could read it very clearly. Even ordinary men with little knowledge of the alphabet could read this book and understand it. Its language is not very ornamental, and sometimes the poetry is not very sweet to hear. Although, according to the sonnet style, each line could contain 14 syllables, there are sometimes 16, 12, or 13 syllables in his verse. Many words used in those days could be understood only by local inhabitants. Yet this book is still so popular that no bookstore is complete without it. It is very valuable for those who are interested in advancing in Krishna consciousness. Sri Gunaraj Khan was one of the topmost Vaishnavs, and he translated the 10th and 11th cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam for the understanding of the common man. The book Sri Krishna Vijaya was highly praised by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is very valuable for all Vaishnavas. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives a genealogical table and family history of Gunaraj Khan. When a Bengali emperor named Adi Sura first came from Kanyakubja or Kanauj, he brought with him 5 Brahmanas and 5 Kayasthas. Since the king is supposed to be accompanied by his associates, the Brahmanas accompanied the king to help him in higher spiritual matters. The Kayasthas were to render other services. In the Northern India, high country, the Kayasthas are accepted as Shudras. But in Bengal, The Kayasthas are considered among the higher castes. It is a fact that the Kayasthas came to Bengal from northern India, specifically from Kanyakubcha or Kannauj. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that the Kayasthas who came from Kanyakubcha were high class men. Of them, Dasharath Vasu was a great personality, and the 13th generation of his family included Gunaraj Khan. His real name was Maladhar Vasu, but the title Khan was given to him by the Emperor of Bengal. Thus, he became known as Gunaraj Khan. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives the following genealogical table of Gunaraj Khan. Dasharath Vasu, 2nd Kushal, 3rd Subhashankar, 4th Hamsa, 5th Saktiram, that is Baganda, Muktiram, Mainagara, and Alankara, Bangaja, 6th Damodar, 7th Anantaram, 8th Guninayak and Vinanayak. The 12th generation included Bhagirath and the 13th Maladhar Vasu, that is Gunaraj Khan. Sri Gunaraj Khan had 14 sons, of whom the second son, Lakshminath Vasu, received the title Satyaraj Khan. His son was Sri Ramanand Vasu, therefore Ramanand Vasu belonged to the 15th generation. Gunaraj Khan was a very well-known and wealthy man. His palace, fort and temples are still existing, and from these we can deduct the opulence and from these we can deduce the opulence of Gunaraj Khan was certainly very great. Sri Gunaraj Khan never cared for the artificial aristocracy introduced by Balal Sena. Thus were the pastimes of Gunaraj Khan. Thank you. Hare Krishna.